Larry Herbex, Box Lies, Major Nelson. This is show number 292E, and this is airing on Sunday, September 14th, 2008. Hello.
Hello there. It's been a nice weekend.
It has been a nice week. We finally, up here, I don't like talking about the weather because it doesn't mean a damn bit to anybody else on the planet that listens to the show.
No.
But it's been beautiful in Seattle this week. We finally got our summer.
We finally got our summer just in time for it to be too late.
So we've got a couple things coming up on the show. I've got an update for you on motorcycles coming to Burnout Paradise.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's one that's... I've got some friends who are big Burnout fans that are kind of confused by that.
Yeah, so I've got someone from Burnout Paradise team is going to explain that. And also, we talk about him frequently on the show. Mark Witten, who's the GM of Xbox Live, who has run up my Geo Wars 2 score quite frequently. He's going to stop by and he's going to talk about the new Xbox experience and this cool thing we're doing each week. We're going to roll out a new feature and talk about some new stuff.
The Developer Diaries.
Yes, I guess that's if you want to, okay. If you'd like to name them, then that's exactly what it is. So I got that, and want to talk about what we're playing this week. We got some news. We'll talk about MPD numbers later.
Yep.
What else you want to talk about? You want to know what I did this week? I'm going to start right off and tell you something, a personal story.
Okay, and then I'll tell one.
I power washed my driveway. And anybody out there who has a power washer knows the satisfaction you get out of just power washing the hell out of something dirty and making it clean.
I should go get a power washer. I keep meaning to grab one at Costco or Home Depot.
You can borrow mine.
I kind of want my own.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I highly recommend, if you live in the Northwest, I never had this problem living in New England. Living in the Northwest, because it rains here so much, everything kind of gets mossy.
Right.
And so I was just out there and I was having the greatest time just scrubbing this thing. What a great way to spend your weekend. Boy, yeah, was it great.
Pretty satisfying. So that's actually kind of the same vein as my story.
Which is?
So Friday was the United Way Day of Caring.
Yes.
Which is a big thing at Microsoft because we're big in supporting the United Way.
Right.
And so Friday, myself and most of Xbox Live Operations went over to Marymore, which is the huge park here in Redmond. It is, I think, the second largest off-leash dog park on the West Coast.
Really?
They also have places where you can fly airplanes. There's like, I don't know, a dozen soccer fields.
There's a velodrome there.
There's a velodrome.
For those of you that don't know what a velodrome is.
It's one of those banked tracks for cycling.
Right.
There's a very nice place where you can get married. A good friend of mine got married there.
There is?
There's a nice house.
Is that why they call it Marymore?
No. the place is huge.
My favorite thing there is?
Okay.
In between, I think, the velodrome and one of the soccer fields is this huge post. And on top of the post, it looks like there's either an eagle nest or a raven's nest. It's a raptor nest.
Not the dinosaur, no.
Oh, it's okay. And you sometimes you see, I think maybe it's even a hawk, I don't know. But you go up there and you can see him, like when I'm driving on the highway on 520, you look up and he's just like sitting there looking at you.
Oh, that's cool.
So look at it sometime. Anyway, so tell me what you're doing.
So we went over there and there was a long walkway. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how long it is, but many hundreds of feet where other Microsoft people had come through and planted, they weren't rose bushes, but something similar to rose bushes.
Something thorny?
Yeah. And they had planted them, and we had to lay down cardboard right. And then put mulch on top of the cardboard.
That's fun.
And that was about a good 3-hour project.
So Marymore looks a little bit nicer. Thank you to a lot of people at Microsoft and the operations team.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Who was watching the store while you guys were doing that?
The rest of the operations.
The rest of the operations.
We didn't all go.
Right.
We can't ever all go anywhere.
That's right. That would have been pretty dangerous. We want to talk about what we played this week? I've been playing... I played Viva Pinata. Trouble in Paradise.
And what'd you think?
It is not giving up the gamer score at all to me. I got 50 points for using the camera and the card.
Right.
Here's a little tip I want to point out. And this probably would have been helpful to put in the documentation. You can't use the Xbox Live Vision camera until you're level 4.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So I was playing it frustrated, going, when do I get to use my card? And I'm plugging the camera in, and I'm looking all the menus and the options. I can't. And there's one called camera, and it's for taking in-game pictures.
So 4 is after you do the first couple challenges?
Yeah.
You get to 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the so just basically, if you have Viva Pinata Trouble in Paradise and you're going through it, it'll you'll get some challenges. Just follow the tutorial because things are lighting up on the menu, so you know where to go. Just take your time and go through that, and then eventually you'll get a thing that pops up on the screen that says you can now use your vision camera.
Gotcha.
But that doesn't say it anywhere in the documentation. It tells you about it. It says, oh yeah, just you know, when you're in the garden, just hold your card up and the and yeah, well, if you're level four, they left one line out of the documentation. What I consider to be a critical line.
Nice.
So I played Little Viva Pinata Party Animals. We played, you and I played Mercenaries.
Yes, Mercenaries 2.
Mercenaries 2.
Mm-hmm.
I now have that viral achievement.
Yes, which I had picked up, I think, a week ago.
Right.
I got to admit, that game, it reminds me a lot of Crackdown. Just the sheer joy of blowing things up.
Right.
It's a little different just because you're not a superhero. You can't make these giant leaps. And but running around with an RPG in Mercs 2 is a lot of fun.
Yeah, a mental note, just anybody that's out there, I'm going to give you a little bit of a tip. If you do end up playing co-op with E, before you set up the game, make sure you turn friendly fire off.
I was just testing.
Yeah. I call in one of my helicopters. I figure we can fly around the helicopter. I'll fly and you can shoot. And you're blowing the helicopter up.
RPGs are fun. They make things go boom.
Yeah, they make a lot of things go boom. So, yeah. So let's see, what else did I play? Of course, we had the arcade titles this week. I haven't even had a chance to play those. I mean, it's been so busy. We're getting ready. You know, we're down the home stretch of the release. I know you guys are doing a lot of work. And
that's all you played?
That's really all I played. I didn't have any time this week.
Okay. See, I got in.
And to be fair, the weather was really nice, so I was outside a lot.
You were power washing.
Right, power washing.
I got in a couple of games of NCAA 09. So it's football season. I got to get my fix in every now and then. Mm-hmm. So I played through the first couple games of Oregon's season. Got a couple more achievements while I was at it.
Good.
Got to make sure I'm ahead of you in football games. It's just not right otherwise. I didn't beat up on Syracuse this time. I played our real opponents.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us
everyone else
a bye.
Is beating up on you and in the real world. I don't need to bother.
I know. We've got our own problems. You know, I need to go back there. Syracuse? I have not been back to Syracuse University where I went to school in many years.
Really? Didn't you... Oh, that's right. You went to RIT. When
yeah,
you were
I told there. I told our recruiting team. I said I really want to go back to Syracuse to talk to some people because that's where I went. I'm like, oh, okay, we'll send you to Rochester. I said, no, we need a few more exits to the east. Close,
not the same thing,
but not close enough. RIT was a great school, though. Met with the engineering folks there. That was last December. I went up, so I need to go to Syracuse.
That was last December.
That was last December, first week of December.
Okay,
I remember that. So we need to do that. Oh. Okay, keep going, because I want to tell you about what I booked this week.
So, okay. So, I'm still playing a bunch of Geometry Wars 2.
Right.
I still can't catch Not One. I'm so frustrated with that.
Yes.
I'm getting mocked a lot at home for getting so aggro over a game known as pacifism.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, actually, Not One talks about that in his interview that I have later.
Okay. I can't stop playing it. I'm getting better, but I'm still nowhere... I'm more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
My average score is a lot higher, but I still haven't had the breakthrough game I need to set a new high score or catch him. Let's see. We covered Mercs 2 already. Played a bunch of arcade games. Played a little Pirates versus Ninjas Dodgeball.
You did? I wanted to play that with you.
I was playing... Actually, I played that right after we played Mercs, I think.
Oh,
you went to bed after Mercs 2.
No, I think there was a mission that I wanted to finish up.
Oh,
there was
okay.
A couple of missions I wanted to finish up.
Yeah, I played a little Pirates versus Ninjas. What else did I play? The one I'm looking forward to that's almost here. I want. It's Rock Band 2 time.
Oh yeah.
Today. It's Sunday. Rock Band 2.
Right. So that's right.
Yeah. So when this goes up, I'll probably be at home playing Rock Band 2.
Yeah, by the time this is posted, because you're going to probably go down to Best Buy or your local electronics store and purchase Rock Band 2.
I have been waiting. I love that game so much. And the prospect of 80 some new songs, all master tracks, all at once, and not having to wait for, you know, a few songs a week.
Mm-hmm. This is actually a good tip that I want to point out, because some people may notice this and they may be a little bit confused because you're talking about Rock Band. Is earlier this week, when you go up to the marketplace, when you go into the game store, when you go to all games, you can actually scroll down. I'm doing that actually right now on my 360. There's a new entry for Rock Band 2. Did you know this?
I'm not sure where you're going. There's right Rock here. Band, there's Rock Band 2.
Right, so Rock Band 2. But in here, we've moved all of the Rock Band 1 songs in here. They're copies of them.
Oh,
because gotcha. They work.
Right.
So we did this. So if you go up to the marketplace, you'll notice that there's Rock Band 2 and then a Rock Band and then Rock Band 2. And then a lot of the original, in fact, all the original songs also appear in here.
Right.
And then all the newer Rock Band 2 songs will appear here as well. Just let people know so that, hey, there's 237 pieces of content you can download.
That's nice.
So there's a little tip for you. So you're going to get your Rock Band going.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm still trying to decide what to do on the instrument front. I have so many instruments already.
You do.
The new guitars are really nice. Yeah. And wireless drums would be really nice. Because I'm constantly, every time anyone plays, at a minimum, I have to pick up and move the drums because otherwise the Roomba can't clean. So
that's a problem.
Yes. I need the Roombas to clean because otherwise...
Why can't they go around the around hair. The...
Well, they do, but if there's enough obstructions, then some spots will get missed. They'll spend so much time trying to get around it that eventually they'll just give up or run out of battery. Okay. So I try to keep the house Roomba friendly.
Okay. Roomba friendly tips. What else you want to talk about MPD now? Or you want to do that after the interviews?
Let's do MPD.
All right. So MPD numbers. You're the NPD expert. So usually go ahead and give
The expert.
NPD expert.
Meaning I know how to read these off the webpage?
No, it's just it's your feature.
It's my gig.
I do all these interviews and you kinda come in with the hard hitting facts and news and blah blah blah. So tell us about NPD numbers.
And blah blah blah. Okay. So these are the August NPDs. A quick reminder to everyone of just what the NPDs are. Mm-hmm. These are US sales numbers. Mm-hmm. These do not cover all US outlets. So the numbers here, they're good representations because they cover more than half of U.S. retail, but the totals are actually higher because there are companies that don't send their data to NPD.
Okay.
So, hardware numbers. Hardware sales in August. Now, let me remind everyone, this is prior to the Xbox 360 price cut. So, the news you may have read about how some models of the 360 sales were up, I think, 6x for the arcade.
Right.
Since the price cut. That's not reflected in here.
Okay.
September's numbers will be really interesting.
Yeah, so we'll have that discussion in a month or so and everything will be fine.
Yep. So, August, number one, the Nintendo DS. No surprise there. 518,000 DSs sold.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't everyone already have five of these? Yeah. I know I say that every week, but I don't know how they keep selling half.
They're selling like crazy.
The Wii, 453,000. Now, both of those were down double-digit percent.
Mm-hmm.
14% for the DS and 18% for the Wii. PSP continues strong comeback.
I don't want to say I'm surprised by it, but I was never a PSP fan. But a lot of people, it's really picking up momentum. It's good for them. I guess I don't like the moving media in a portable device.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is going digital on it now.
Right.
I think some of it's the new hardware format. Some of it's been games.
What are you saying?
They're starting to do like XBLA, PSN.
Oh, right.
Digital
okay.
Downloads.
Right. Okay.
The new hardware SKU, some of the new games that have come out for it, they're doing really well. I got to confess, it's been at least 2 years since I've used mine.
Right.
It just sits there.
Yeah, because I remember when first time I went to Tokyo, you're like, you're not taking my DS, but you can have the PSP.
Yeah.
I remember that. You're like, no, you're not taking it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do use my DS a ton, although I haven't played anything but Civ on it in, you know, a month or two since Civ came out. But,
okay.
So PSP, 253,000, up 12%. 360, 195,000, down 4%. So down, but not nearly as much as some of the other platforms. We beat out PS3 in the month of August, 185,000, down 17.5%. And PS2 still selling, 144,000, down 7%.
What about the titles, E?
Now, software 360 continues to really, really well, which is you can have some interesting discussions here comparing the hardware sales to the software sales.
Right.
Number one title in August, actually also the number two and the number three title, Madden 09.
Madden's just a monster.
Yeah.
That title.
Madden 09 for 360.
So it is 1, 2, and 3 on the 360 is 1, PS3 is 2, and the PS2 is 3.
Yep.
If you get if it makes any sense. 3 is 2 and 2 is 3.
You're not helping.
Go ahead.
On 360, Madden 09 sells 1 million copies. On the PS3, 643,000, and another 424,000 on PS2. So I think we say this every year, but August was the month of Madden. It's mm-hmm. always the month of Madden. Although I think last year, didn't Bioshock come out at the very end of August?
Yeah, I think it was the second or third week of August. Yeah. I'll have to go back and take a look.
The 28th is in my head for some reason. I don't know if that's right or not. Number four.
Go back and play that.
Do you have the new achievements?
No, but I got to go back and play
it. I never went back and played it again. I finished it, finally, the one time.
God, I love that game.
I haven't played it since. But
I love that game.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just going to sit over here and think about Bioshock while you finish up the list.
So, welcome to the Circus of Values. Number four, We Fit, 394,000 copies. Number five, Mario Kart, and that's Mario Kart for the Wii, mm-hmm. 328,000. Wii Play, also known as Get the Extra Remote for Wii.
Why do they call it a remote? It's a controller.
Wiimote?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
But it says remote, not Wiimote.
I blame NPD.
Assuming you and I are looking at the same piece of paper. Go ahead.
Yeah. 394,000. Oh, actually, that's a typo. They copied the number from Wii Fit. That can't be right. So it sold less than Mario Kart and more than number seven, which is Soul Calibur 4 for 360, mm-hmm. 174,000. I did play some of that this week, too. I've always been a Soul Calibur fan. Soul Calibur and DOA are my fighting games.
Really?
Never been big on Virtua Fighter or Street Fighter or any of the others. Too Human on 360, of course, 168,000.
Yep.
Madden 09 for the Wii in ninth place, 115,000, which is really good except by Madden standards, I suppose. And Guitar Hero for the DS, 111,000.
Are you playing that?
I've barely seen it. A friend of mine who stayed at my house for PAX brought it with her, and I kind of looked at it but didn't really get any time with it.
I need to figure that out, because, and I was talking about this a moment ago, I booked my trip to Japan.
Because that's where Tokyo is.
Tokyo Game Show is next month, October, and I will be going. Go ahead.
I want to go.
No, go ahead.
What?
Everyone out there is thinking it. Why don't you go ahead and say it?
What?
Make a comment about remember my passport.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
My brain totally locked in on why don't I get to go? And yeah. I completely forgot you and your passport.
Yeah, that disaster. Yeah. So I have my passport. It's not, I'm going to staple it to my chest.
Yeah. The great story I heard, and I wish I could remember where I heard this so I could credit it. But basically someone had discovered that, you know, they had all these great places where they kept everything. You know, their wallet goes here, their keys go here, their passport goes there. And then when they're getting ready for a trip, they go get everything out of its place and put it, you know, in a pile so it'll all be ready. And then they lose it all.
Right.
And if they would just, like, leave it in its appropriate place until it's time to go, they'd be fine.
Yeah, but you don't want to leave it in a backpack or something.
But this person had like a storage place for,
oh,
you know,
right.
Well, when I'm home, my passport's in this drawer.
Right.
And then as they were packing, they would take it out of the drawer
right.
and like put it on the bed or something.
Oh,
to get
I
ready.
See. I see.
And then it would be gone and it wasn't in the drawer anymore. Where did I put it?
Right.
Uh-oh. So my things are just kind of randomly scattered about the house. So
anyway, so I'm going to Tokyo Game Show. I'll be in, I think it's the 9th or I think the 13th, 9th. 10th,
that's later
12th.
Than normal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's way later. It was in September last year. It's October this year. I'm going to be going, staying in Tokyo. Cheapy D, Earth to Cheapy. I'm coming. Let's go. We're missing Sumo season.
I just want to come and go to Akihabara.
So I'm going to Akihabara with a couple of friends of mine.
You're
going to
bring me back some stuff, right?
I don't know what you want.
If I just like give you a bunch of money, will you bring me back cool shit I can't buy here?
Sure. We'll find something.
You're going to bring me back the worst crap.
Exactly. I'm going to be going over there. I'm going to be staying in Tokyo for a few days, and then I move out towards... I'll be staying out near the convention center.
Cool.
So John Schappert, who is our VP, he's going to be delivering the keynote. You saw him on stage at E3 unveiling the new Xbox experience.
Yep.
He's going to be there doing a keynote for... official keynote for Tokyo Game Show. So we'll be there shooting video for Inside Xbox. I'll have all the audio up on the show, on the podcast, up on the site. So we'll be good to go.
Are you going
to
do your Twitter thing too?
Yeah, I probably will do my Twitter. It's always dependent on connectivity, which is, you know... when I was down in LA at E3, I've got, you know, I had to hook up that crazy connection with right. a laser beam. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little different in Japan because I don't speak Japanese. So if I run into right. a problem, it's going to be a wee bit more of a challenge for me. But on the upside, like everything in Tokyo and Japan is hyper connected.
Right. I would be surprised if you had a problem down there.
So I'm sure I won't. But I'm going to, I'll be down there. Hopefully I'll be able to live blog it. I don't know. We'll see what the connection's like. But so I'll be going over there to Tokyo Game Show. If you are over in Tokyo or you're in the Asian area or even not, if you're just wherever you are in the world and you're going to go to Tokyo Game Show, let me know. Maybe I'll do a meet and eat.
I was just going to say, what would a meet and eat look like in Tokyo? Because you're not going to do it at In-N-Out or Red Mill.
Correct.
So,
and I'm allergic to sushi. That's really? A little known fact.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's not little known anymore.
Yeah, no, exactly. Now everyone knows.
You, me, and our five listeners.
Right.
So
so we'll have to figure something out there around that. Maybe we'll just go for some Kobe steak.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of Kobe.
Okay.
I've had Kobe beef. Mm-hmm. I've had Kobe burgers. Now, it's better as a steak than it is as a burger. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's too tender.
Yeah.
It just kind of, it melts like butter. I don't want my steak to melt like butter.
Anyway, so I'll be over there at Tokyo Game Show if you're going over. Send me an email, major@xbox.com. Let me know. Last year we did a community event. I don't know if the community team in Japan may do something that I may show up at. I hope so.
That would be cool.
That I'll be able to go. So we had a couple of servicemen that were stationed over there come down.
Oh, nice.
That was a lot of fun. So yeah, I'm sure I'll have some folks come down. I'll be talking more about TGS in the weeks to come. But right now we are going to stop down, and I've got two interviews. One is with Pete Lake, who's Burnout Paradise, talk about motorcycles, followed by Mark Whitten. Joining me on the line is Pete Lake, who's the senior producer for Burnout Paradise. Pete, thank you for taking the time out to chat with me today.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks very much for having me on your call.
No, it's a pleasure. Burnout Paradise, which has been out for a few months now, you guys have been really aggressive about refreshing it and doing some content downloads. Tell us about what's been going on in the Burnout Paradise space.
Absolutely. This is a really important year for us at Criterion. We've shipped a box product with Burnout Paradise, which everyone's really enjoying, but we didn't want to stop there. Previously, we've just stopped and then moved on to the next product. But we've really wanted to keep expanding the experience for our consumers and giving them new and exciting reasons to come back and keep playing the game. So we've already released one kind of big update, which has been free, which we called Codename Cagney, which gave users three new online game modes and some extra cars and a whole new front live page to the game with, so we can communicate with them more consistently. You know, and we're getting a great uptake on that. People are really excited about what we're trying to do. We offered calendar events where we set up specific challenges on specific days in certain cars. So we were trying to draw people into the game consistently. And what we're doing now is we're about to release a new pack, which again is going to be free, which adds a whole new way to, you know, experience Burnout Paradise again with motorbikes.
Tell us what we can expect.
So in the we're going to be giving motorbikes to you in Paradise City for free. So this is four brand new vehicles that we've never done in a Burnout game before. So we've gone from four wheels to two wheels. We're bringing characters into our franchise. Alongside this, we're adding day and night and weather into the game. Now, we're not talking rain and lightning. We're talking, you know, visibility changing, fog, you know, darkness, headlight racing through the mountains. It's really exciting time for us.
Yeah, so I want to stop and talk about the bikes for a minute, because you just said two very interesting things. So obviously Burnout's never seen bikes before, but you're also for the first time going to see your character, because obviously you have to see the person on the back of the bike. So this is, you know, standard third-person view as you're racing. What was that like, introducing that into this franchise?
Absolutely. So it's a very big moment for us. You know, we've had silhouettes in some of the cars before, and we've always tried, we've made Burnout a very entertainment for all franchise. We didn't want carnage. We have crashes which look spectacular, but we didn't want the gross carnage that you get by putting characters into these elements. So we've been very careful when we put the character onto the bike and when they crash, so you don't actually see the guy tumble down the road as some other games do. And we've tried to make the whole experience accessible and enjoyable for everyone. So when you drive the bikes, it's not as when you're driving a car, you can crash quite easily because it's a big, solid machine. When you're on the bikes, we've made it a little bit more easier to bounce around the road and really enjoy yourself on some of the early bikes you get in this pack, because this pack contains four new vehicles that you unlock through the progression.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about what some of the bikes, what they're based on in the real world, where you kind of got your inspiration from.
Yeah, well, you know, this is about racing around the city on tarmac, so we've taken our inspiration from street bikes and racing bikes around the world. So, you know, we've got a really, you start off with a street bike and you can end up with a GP style racing bike, which has a whole set of customizable leathers or custom levers that users online, I think, will really enjoy when they get around to unlocking them. I don't want to go too much into that. So.
That's quite all right. So I want to continue talking about the bikes, though. I mean, it's a free download. You've got four of them that you're going to ship. What were some of the things that you were surprised by the first time that you took a bike out into Burnout Paradise? Because obviously we've all seen it from inside a car before and the car experience. Yeah. What was something that surprised you?
I think it is surprisingly such a different experience handling the bikes than it is driving a car. There is a certain safety you get from being in four wheels in a big set of metal, but when you start seeing your character and you're weaving in about the traffic at 200 miles an hour, it starts to feel an even more, quite a frightening experience. So we tried to make it very accessible. But the way you can turn and slide around corners on the bike is like nothing you've experienced in Burnout before. We've had drifting, but the way the bike can handle through the mountains, you know, you can be driving up in the mountains as the sun is setting now, and it's just a fantastic experience, just something new.
Now, one of the things that I know in Burnout is you had to go and crash through all the billboards. I remember doing that a lot. Now, there's some that I still haven't gotten yet because I just couldn't get enough speed. Is it going to be easier for me on a bike to kind of get through those things?
Well, no. What we've done with the bikes is we've separated the progression out. So the billboards and the license and everything you do on the cars, we're actually on a parallel thread to that. So when you're on a bike, you have your whole new license with a whole new set of events to do. So the billboards you won't be able to do at the moment with the bikes. What you will be able to do is do one of the new Burning Ride events, which are similar to the Burning Routes we had on cars. So you're racing from point to point against the time. Mm-hmm. But we've also added in checkpoint Burning Ride. So you'll be racing around the world at night against your time and others online.
Now, in some of those that you talked about where I'm going perhaps against the AI in the game, am I going against vehicles or am I going against motorbikes when I'm doing that?
So the motorbikes, when you're offline, are a purely solo experience at the moment. You'll be racing against yourself through the busy city streets of Paradise. So there won't be any AI online. But if you want to race with other motorbikes and actually drive around with other motorbikes, you need to get online where you can go with up to 8 other people to enjoy the challenges we've added in.
Right. Yeah, because that's what I found out is that the fun really happens when you're online and you've got your pals and your buddies and you're racing, you're screaming through the city. The online experience is just really... Just balls
yeah, and
out
it's,
fun.
It's something we've really tried to concentrate on. Obviously, we're doing these downloads online, so we know a lot of our consumers are online, both connected and also playing competitively. But a big thing we've tried to do with our challenges is they're competitive things, you know, cooperative things to do. Sorry, you know, you get together and you talk to each other about, you know, if you've got a billboard you haven't done, you can ask someone else online how they managed to do it, what car they were, and they can even show you. And we've set up some of the challenges to help you do that. And obviously with bikes, there's new things you can do, like wheelies. So, you know, wheeling with 8 other bikes through traffic on the interstate is quite an exciting experience.
You talked about some of the environmental changes, and you kind of teased those a moment ago. Walk me through what we can expect with that, in addition to the kind of the nighttime that you also talked about.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we do have a new 24-hour night and day cycle, which is fully customizable by the player. They can choose how long this lasts, whether it's 24 minutes or whether it's real-time matched to their clock, if they want that kind of experience. And on top of that, we have weather effects, which are fog and mist. So it's really changing the way you see Paradise City.
So for the first time, we're actually going to see Paradise City with the lights on.
Absolutely. You know, it gets to 8 o'clock in the evening, and then your car or your bike headlights turn on, and then it's a whole new experience racing past midnight through the mountains. Your headlights.
In your experience, is it harder or is it easier? Because, you know, at least with the lights, you can kind of get a cue of where the turns are going, or is it just a different level of challenge?
Yeah, it's a different level of challenge. We've really tried to balance it out. So at night, there's less traffic, obviously, because there's less people driving around at night. You have your headlights. We use different routes in the evening so that you're experiencing different things. So I don't think it gets any harder. It is just different.
It's just a different experience. Well, I'm looking forward
to
that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a different, you know, exciting experience that we haven't had again in Burnout, this nighttime stuff, for a long time.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. That's coming up later this month, correct, when I can expect my
bikes? Absolutely. Keep your eyes on CriterionGames.com for an announcement.
I will definitely do that. Pete, I appreciate you coming on. Before I let you go, I have to corner you. Tell me, what's your gamer tag?
What's my gamer tag? Okay, I have given this out on Crash TV, our podcast as well. So it's Vodka Boy Pete. Please join me and look out for me when this bike pack ships.
I'm here with Mark Witten, gamertag Notwin, who also is responsible for my massive, massive Geometry Wars 2 score. Thank you.
Anytime. I'll come by your office anytime and take your pathetic scores up.
I've told the story a couple times, and E was really angry. E's not here for this interview, thank God. But he was really angry because he saw me on the leaderboard and he saw me like way above him. But it was actually you, because what happened was, and I explained this once, but I need to do it again. My office is around the corner from yours, and you came into my office one day. I was at a meeting, and you were on fire. You've been on fire every time I go in there, so you were just playing as Major Nelson. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you know, I have been a longtime aficionado of that series. Jay Allard and I used to go back and forth playing the original Geo
right.
Wars and PGR. So,
right.
Yeah. So perhaps the greatest game ever.
And you're actually responsible for bringing that game to the arcade.
Well, it, you know,
you and the team.
Yeah, the team did great work there, but I was very passionate on the point that we need to continue to have a great Geo Wars product.
Yes, and you're also responsible for Portal.
That's right.
Coming later this year.
Yep, can't wait.
But I wanted to, you're in here today to talk about, on Friday we kicked off this series called Developer Diaries, where we're going to be interviewing and doing posting, like on the Gamerscore blog and on MajorNelson.com, just different things and updates on the new Xbox experience.
That's right. You know, we certainly did a huge unveil at E3, and
right.
And the team has been just cranking, and you know, and the product is coming along so well. And one of the things we wanted to do is just share more of that information back out with you know, you guys, with yeah. the community, let people know where we are, start giving some of the updates on the progress, what it's looking like, and give it some sneak peeks of the features.
Yeah, so because I showed off a lot of the features at PAX, but yeah. obviously everybody couldn't go to PAX, so this is a way.
Although a lot did.
Yeah, there were a ton of people there, but this is a way for people to kind of check, as you said, check in to see how the progress, because there's still a lot more work to do.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's coming along super great, but you know, every day it's been amazing. We've been playing with it a lot in some of our own take homes, and gets better every week.
Right.
You get to see a lot of the magic coming out, a lot of the new features really starting to shine. So lots of fun to watch.
I haven't seen the Not Win avatar yet.
Well, you know, you'll just have to keep looking out for that.
So we'll have to make sure that we address avatars, and I'm sure that'll be one of the things that we show in the future.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting now, because like I say, we're every day. In fact, I was just playing with today's build. Every day there's a different build.
That's right.
A lot of people don't know that, and so sometimes things work in the build, sometimes things don't work, and sometimes things are great. It's been really exciting to see how the avatars have been coming along and all the other features. What are you most excited about?
Well, you know, this is my baby, so
right.
I'm excited about the whole baby. I don't like to pick the parts of it that
right.
I love and don't love. But, you know, the part to me, there's two things, really. You know, the first one is just it's a lot easier to find stuff. It's a lot easier to see what's going on, to explore around. It's fun to do that.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be really cool, just in, you know, the way that we can, keep people excited about all the great stuff that's going on in Xbox Live. And then the second part, you know, I play a lot of games, and I've used our system a lot. And, you know, looking at things like the way the guide works, it's smooth, it's fun, it, you know, gives you a lot more power than you've ever had. I just think the overall thing is great.
Yeah, when I was at PAX, that was one thing that people were really excited about. I was walking through the new UI, you know, the all the graphicalness of it. Is that a right word? Graphicalness?
We'll go with that.
Okay.
We actually use the graphicalness quotient.
And the graphical, and then, but when I hit the Xbox 360 button, and then the new guide kind of sprouts out of the middle of the screen and kind of spreads its wings. It's kind of impressive, because the team has done such a great job of taking everything that's in today's dashboard and putting it in the guide.
That's right. Yeah, and you know, it's easier to use. It's better laid out. There's more room for us to continue adding stuff there. You know, it's as we said at E3, this is a beginning.
Right.
You know, this is continuation of the great work that we want to keep doing in bringing new features out. So it's fun to have a system that I think is a lot easier to add that stuff into,
right.
and really keep that pace of innovation up. And I think it's also just a lot more useful for people when they're playing games.
Yeah, on Friday we showed the new My Games, and you can see your achievements. There's little thermometers there. That's going to be cool.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's achievements have always been great, and everybody, you know, well loved by everybody. And even here, you know, in the office, people go back and forth comparing, and getting to see that just in a more visual way, flowing through your games, you know, seeing where you are, you know, which ones maybe you want to go back and drop into. Really cool view. And, and I think the new Xbox experience is sort of filled with a lot of those moments of just taking the great data that we have, or taking the features and making them easier to use or more visual or, you know, just showing you stuff in a different way. I mean, and you'll see that as we go through this, and we'll put more and more stuff up in these diaries. You know, when you see how the games look, when you look at a game detail page inside Marketplace and you've got screenshots there, you know, all of those things just add a lot of richness to the overall experience.
Yeah, this is not something we're just going to do over the next week or two. This is actually going to be over the, probably the next 4, 5, 6
That's
weeks.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's a big part of us leading into launch. You know, just want to start sharing that back with people now that it's really, you know, getting close to its final state.
Do you want to, you know, a lot of people, every day I get asked a dozen times, when's the release date? When's the release date?
September 25th.
No, it's...
No, that's Free Pony Day.
Yeah. It is not the 25th of September. That's one thing you will say.
I read it on the internet. But not quite ready to announce the final date, but you'll be hearing more about that later. Yep. And, you know, I stick by everything I've said, which is this fall.
Yeah.
We'll have the final version of the new Xbox experience.
One of the things I'm excited about, I know we're just about to wrap up, but one of the things I'm excited about is the fact I'll be able to purchase Marketplace content on the web.
Yeah, and that's actually been great, too. You know, a lot of us in take-home, you know...
Testing.
You go home and you start loading up. The website is a great way to look at the content. You know, you can put it into your queue. It's all managed in the cloud versus having to be on your console to do it. It's a really cool feature, and I think it's going to make it easier for people to, you know, share with their friends, you know, the content that they love, and just easier to find maybe when you're not at home.
What are you playing now, other than Geo Wars 2?
Geo Wars 2: Pacifism.
Yeah, exactly. Greatest game ever.
It is definitely among the greatest games ever. Okay. Now, I will say, Portal also coming, one of my favorites. But playing a lot of Geo Wars, I am on a mission to hit a billion in Pacifism. So those of you that have done that, please send me your tips, because I can't get past my current mark.
Not Win is his gamer tag.
Yeah.
And I'll put a link to that on the blog.
Or Major Nelson sometimes.
Oh, yeah, and I'll forward it on, yes. I will also screen your mail for you.
And then, you know, so that's great. The other one that... I've been playing a lot with my son is Civilization Revolution.
Oh, Civ Rev.
Yeah, it's a great game. Yeah. Beautiful game. Lots of fun. You know, I've always been a big Civ fan, and it's a great version of that game on console.
It translates well to the
totally
to the controller.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
It's beautiful. It's got the music. It's got everything. It's just fun.
Yeah.
So, all right, man. Well, listen, I'll let you go. Thank you for giving us a heads up on Developer Diaries. First one shipped last week. We got a bunch more coming up in the weeks to come, and showing off some of the new features. And I'll have you back on again during launch. You know, when we get closer to launch.
Absolutely.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
Thank you, Pete Lake, for Burnout Paradise, giving us the skinny on the motorcycles, which are coming soon. It'll be a free download. And they're also, I think he stepped out of the room for that, but they're also changing the lighting in some of the maps. You can race at night.
Ooh.
So that'll be cool. And then also thank you to Mark Witten, who gave us some details on what we can expect with the Developer Diaries and, what more importantly, what not to expect on September 25th.
Yeah, he answered that.
So he answered that quite a way, didn't he?
It was... I gotta say, that was one of the silliest rumors. Just some random guy in a forum makes this, I mean, incredible wish list. And all of a sudden it's news, and every news site picks it up?
Yeah, I don't
know. Where's that come from?
I don't know.
Anyway,
but he talked about pacifism, talked about what we can.
He is the 304 million man.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Anyway, he's after you. If you have your tips, send them to NotWin is his gamertag, or just send them major at xbox.com. He's looking to get over that billion. So, all righty, what do we got now? You want to do Name the Game? You want to continue talk? You want to talk about some of your stuff?
We can do Name the Game.
Okay.
That's a good call.
All right, Name the Game. So here's Name the Game from last week. That was actually too easy, E.
Did a lot of people get it?
Castle Crashers.
Yep.
Yes, a lot of people did get it. I take all the correct answers that I receive, I throw them into a virtual hat, which is actually a folder in Outlook.
Named hat.
And then named hat. And then I draw it out, and this week it's Thrist.
No, this... wait.
Thrist.
Sure.
Thrist. Thrist. Okay.
It's
congratulations, you got yourself a Turtle Beach X1 headset.
Very nice.
And we get ready for another Name the Game, which... boy, I've been doing this for a long time, this Name the Game thing. But people love it.
Games.
I mean, I get almost 1,000 entries per week.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so what I do, here's how it works. For those that are new to the show, first of all, welcome. Check out the blog at majornelson.com. Name the Game works this way. I play a sound from an Xbox title. It could be an original Xbox or an Xbox 360 title. It has to have been released.
Yes.
I don't do demos. I don't do anything like that. And then you send me you send an email at major@xbox.com with your guests, and then I pull a winner, and then you win a headset. How easy is that? Take all the correct winners, put them into a hat, and away we go.
Ta-da.
So, all right, let's play Name the Game for this week. All right. As I just said, if you think you know what that sound clip is from, what game it's from, send me an email, major@xbox.com. Please include your gamer tag. Optionally, where you're from. I'm still looking for that listener in Tahiti or Bora Bora. You may get pushed to the top of the list.
Can we do a meet and eat there?
You may get a special prize if I can confirm that you're from Tahiti or Bora Bora.
We're Ian Major Nelson. We're here to stay with you for a week.
I got an email from some folks in Brazil, Peru that listen.
Nice.
All these people that listen from all over the place. So
I know we have a bunch of listeners in like Russia, Eastern Europe.
Do I have any listeners in Russia?
Because yeah, we've right. heard from people
need,
in Russia.
That's
before.
Right, we have. I need to get some more email from those over there.
Kazakhstan. So.
That's right, Kazakhstan. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of servicemen over in Iraq, U.S. servicemen and other servicemen as well, and women
that's right.
listen to the show. So yeah, we got quite a listenership.
But no tropical.
People ask me. Tropical island. I got the funniest email this week. People ask me. They say, "Is he a permanent co-host on the show?" Do you know what I responded?
Do I want to know?
I said, "When he shows up."
Oh.
That's true. No, I mean, it's not like you're never here, but I'm just saying sometimes you're here, sometimes you're not. More times than often you are here.
I have yet to miss a game this year because of football.
That's right.
I made myself available.
A recording.
That's right.
You said miss a game.
I have yet to miss a...
Recording.
Yeah, I knew what I meant.
So, anyway, what do you want to cover? Oh, we got to do your segment.
Xbox 101, baby.
Xbox 101. Here we go. Xbox 101.
It's time for Xbox 101 with Major Nelson and E.
So this week, just a little reminder, everyone, please practice, safe Xboxing. And by that, I mean, do not, no matter what, give out your personal information to anybody. This was actually a great suggestion from a listener. Unfortunately, I do not have my inbox up in front of me, so I can't give out his gamertag as credit. But he was absolutely right. People need to remember, you should never give out your Windows Live ID and your password. You shouldn't be giving people the information they need to recover your account. There's a lot of messages. People put up phishing websites. People put videos on YouTube. And they're all some variation of, give me your Windows Live ID and password, and I will A, give you free points, B, get you achievements,
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. They're all some flavor of, give me your username and password, and I will give you stuff in exchange.
Also, Xbox support will never, ever contact you over Xbox Live to ask you for your personal information.
That is correct. So if you see people asking you for this information, under no circumstances should you give it to them. It is never, ever, ever valid. What's going to happen is, number one, you're violating the terms of use. Number two, you're handing someone your account. You have no idea who these people are, what they want to do with your account. You'll probably never get it back. They could very well spend all your points,
right?
Buy more points.
Just bad things will happen.
Yeah. So don't do it. Don't share that information. And like Major said, if someone contacts you over Live and says, "Hi, I'm with Xbox," and no, they're not.
Yeah. So just ignore them. Delete, actually, and just move on.
Yeah.
So that's good information. So, and that's really, that applies anywhere. I mean, I don't think anybody is going to, any company is going to email you and ask you for your password. So
no, they already have it.
Yeah. So just move on. So thank you, E, for that. We're now at the part of the show where we talk about gadgets. Apple had a big press conference this week.
They had a big announcement. Yeah.
iPods. They have new iPods, new color iPods, and
new firmwares, new design. And this, that, and the other thing.
I loaded the new firmware on my iPod Touch,
and
it's working fine. I don't. You know, it fixed drop calls. It's not a problem on my iPod Touch because I can't make any.
Yeah.
So it's not really a problem for me. But I loaded that on. Got iTunes.
New iTunes, which has
Genius feature,
playlists.
Which is like we had this feature at Microsoft 8 years ago,
but it wasn't called that.
No, it's called Sounds Like.
Right.
So when I was over at MSN Music, same thing, Sounds Like.
That's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So anyway, yeah, the Genius feature is nice. It works well. It had a little problem with my playlist. Speaking of playlists.
Why did it have a problem with your playlist?
Because my tastes are neurotic.
Well, okay.
So it
eclectic
had,
would be the nice way to say it.
Well, you'll see. I did a playlist for Zune. I have a Zune, and the Zune team asked me to do a playlist.
Their PR went out this week also.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
They announced a whole bunch of things. New hardware, new software, new features.
Mm-hmm.
So coming out on, I think it's the 16th, is officially when the new gear is available.
Did they announce that? I don't know.
I thought it was I want to say it's the 16th. I might be. It's coming up soon, certainly. Okay. So there's the 80 gig Zune. There's now going to be a 120 gig hard drive Zune.
Right. Same form factor, just bigger hard drive.
Just bigger hard drive. The old 8 gig flash Zune. There's now going to be a 16 gig flash Zune.
Mm-hmm.
They introduced some new colors and some really nice new features on the firmware software side, which conveniently all for free on your old Zune. If you have, like I do, an 80 gig or an older flash unit,
mm-hmm.
just download the new firmware when it comes out. You'll get the same features as the new units.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones actually that I think is really cool is the FM radio tagging.
Mm-hmm.
So Zunes all have FM radios built in, and they use RDS and RT Plus, which is right. the tech you and I were talking about the other day,
right?
To identify what song's playing on a radio station. And a lot of people might be familiar with this from their car radios, where it'll scroll what's playing on the station they're listening to.
Yep.
You can actually tag that song that you're listening to on FM radio, and then the next time you connect up to Zune Marketplace, it'll remember and pull that song down for you.
That's cool.
Yeah. I like that one a lot. That's because cool. sometimes I will hear a song, not really have any idea what it is, but I really like that and I want more, and I wonder what album's that in and all that good stuff.
So that's anyway, the Zune guys, actually they're coming over next week to spend some time with me. I may get one of those guys on the, I think I may get somebody on the show next week.
Yeah, because they've got a ton of new features.
Yeah, I want to drill down on that a little bit. So I've got pretty neurotic music taste, so you'll see this. I did a playlist for them that they're going to publish.
I'm scared of your playlist.
It's kind of cool. I mean, I thought,
well, the fact that we're publishing playlists from personalities around here, mm-hmm. cool. The fact that we're publishing yours, not so much.
Hey. Jeez.
I've heard your music.
What's wrong with my music? I pretty much listen to, stay tuned for that. So Apple had the announcements. Zune Caesar over Zune Insider was posting about what those guys are announcing next week, like E just said. You know who I met this week were some of the Zune MVPs. They were in town.
Oh, that's right.
Some MVP Microsoft AI Professional Program is where some folks in the community work closely with various product groups around the company. We've got a bunch.
We do.
Lithion, who runs MajorNelson.com, he's an MVP.
Yes, he is.
You know, we got a bunch of guys. Morgan, who runs MyGamerCard.net, he's an MVP.
That's right.
So we got a lot of MVPs out there in the marketplace.
It's Microsoft's way of recognizing people that make a positive contribution to the community.
Boy, we certainly got it. I don't know how we got here, but here we are.
Yes.
So what else? What else for gadgets this week? Did I get anything? I don't think.
You know,
so.
I've actually been spending a lot of time doing. This is almost too big to be a gadget, but I've been doing research.
Okay.
So I've been talking for a while about, okay, I need a gaming PC again.
You're doing that again?
Well, so I had myself settled in on a new gaming laptop.
Right.
And there were some pretty credible leaks made a couple of weeks ago where there was a really nice new Dell model that's
right.
not out yet. It's supposed to be out in like a month or 6 weeks or whatever that looked really nice. I was like, okay, that's the one I want.
Right.
I'm going to wait for that.
Right.
And then I started thinking. And now I can't decide. I'm considering as an alternate, instead of getting a really nice gaming laptop with, you know, 17-inch screen and big graphics chip and all right. that kind of stuff, why not just, in the room in my house that I'm usually in, get a nice gaming PC and hook it up to one of the TVs in the room via HDMI, and then get one of these tiny, you know, mini notes, like the Dell Mini Note 9, the Asus EPC, something like that, one of those little 3-pound jobbies, just to do like email and IM and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be my portable unit. When I'm on the road, I'm not really gaming. I'm fiddling with my DS, but I'm just killing time. The hardcore gaming is at home. So why not get a PC where I don't have to pay extra for the laptop form factor and for the display, since I already have one, and I can't make up my mind and I need help?
Email. Send me an email, major@xbox.com, if you want me to forward it on to E.
We should fix that. People having to email you to get to me.
I'll get you your own address. Let me work on
it. You'll get me your... Yeah. Major says that because I've been working on that for a while.
What we forgot to mention was there's games going to come to Zune as well.
I think with the new firmware, doesn't it come with two games?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Was like,
do you remember Hexic? What they are? Hexic and isn't it like a card game, like poker or Rummy or something?
Well, you know what? I'm going to have those guys over here next week. We'll talk about Zune.
Because we obviously don't have the press release in front of us.
We're just making stuff up now.
Now. Because earlier in the show, we weren't making things up at all.
So I'm telling you right now, in a month is Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah.
I don't really want to talk about gadgets for another month because I want to load up at TGS and then come back.
That's not fair because I don't get to go and I'm not going to
So you can talk about it, but I'm not talking about what I'm buying. I'm going after those. I'm going after the electric toilet seats.
See, that's not what I would bring back from Akihabara.
I didn't say that's the only thing I'm bringing back.
I would not bring back an electric toilet seat.
Okay.
I just...
Yeah, because you never sat on one. I'll tell you that right now, mister.
If I had ever...
I'll tell you that right now.
Can you hear people turning off their MP3 player as we have this conversation?
That's true. I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. Hey, you know, I did a Sirius radio show this week.
And?
It was a good show. Sirius Channel 108. I'm on Tuesdays at... at 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific.
I missed it this week.
I love doing that show. We have a great time. Scott and I do a great show. We take phone calls. We do interviews. It's just it's fun to do something a little bit different. And when I go on the East Coast, sometimes I go down and do it in the studio.
Ooh.
And I guess I've been in Howard's studio. Let's just get that off the table right away.
Okay. Is it cool?
It's very cool.
I would assume he has a very nice.
Yeah.
Studio.
It's actually like a whole end of the building. But that's yeah.
You're now entering the Howard's.
Yeah, and you got to know somebody that knows somebody and get you past the security because it's total. It's great. Yeah. So Sirius, if you're a Sirius Radio subscriber, and hopefully we'll be on XM soon too, since that merger's finally taken place. They announced.
I can't wait to wrap my head around exactly what the different offerings.
Well, they announced some stuff starting October 6th. They're going to have like a la carte pricing and some other things. Did you see that this week?
Yeah, but I completely don't understand how it impacts me because I've had a Sirius radio for years and I use it like 6 to 10 times a year. I drive to Eugene for football games, so I've got the drive down, and then after the game, I have to drive back. Right. So I use it during football season to listen to football games, and that's it. At the end of football season, it goes away for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I could get a cheaper package that would get me that, that would be really cool.
Maybe they're going to do that. I don't know.
I couldn't figure it out from their press release. Yeah, could you?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I just do the show there. I don't know a damn thing. I really don't.
Okay.
I just, you know.
You should know someone who knows someone who can hook me up, though.
Anyway. That's all we got. I think we're pretty much done for this week. I appreciate you coming over, E. I know that you've had a busy weekend. I appreciate you stopping over and recording the show with me.
Ooh, wait. Ooh.
Yeah, don't that's so E has spied
now,
in my
if you're
office
into photography well, or video.
In my office, somebody dropped off the B&H catalog. Speaking of gadgets.
B&H Photo Video in New York.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing source of
anything.
Still cameras, digital film, video.
This thing's like the size of a phone book.
It's like,
phone books anymore?
Well, why do they still drop them off at my house? Like,
you want to know
constantly
why?
I get 3 or 4 ginormous phone books that immediately go into the recycling.
I figured out why.
They need to kill trees?
Nope.
Okay.
Because all the people that are buying advertising, they need to show that they've distributed them.
Ooh, an SV517 Mark II compressor.
Isn't that nice? Ooh, really?
I have no idea what this is.
That's what you need.
The Sonalkus SV517
EQ.
It's a 7-band tonal equalizer.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you only have 2 bands.
Not to mention, I'd have no idea what to do with it. But it
all right, we're gonna wrap up
really
the show
cool.
While E sits over in the corner and looks at the B&H photo and video catalog. So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank my friends at Centricom.net, providing MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment. I want to thank CacheFly for their caching services. And I want to thank you for downloading this file. For more of what you've just heard and what you have experienced, check out my blog at MajorNelson.com. It's where I hang out.
Hang on.
Yes.
The USB recording interface that gives guitarists and bass players the legendary sound of pod at an unprecedented price.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up right now. Eve, do you want to say anything before you get back into that catalog?
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Have a great weekend. Have a great week. Remember, one more thing. If you're listening to this show on Sunday, right after it's been posted, make sure you get your hands on the COD4 Variety Matte Pack, which is now half price at 400 points.
For a couple more hours.
Up until midnight on Sunday night. If you're listening to the show after Sunday, sorry, you missed it.
Hope you got it while you could.
But I did post about it last week.
That you
I
did.
Gave plenty of, and there was a press release that went out. And next week, E, I expect a full review of Rock Band.
Rock Band 2?
Rock Band 2.
I will do that. Maybe okay. I'll even have some achievements to talk about.
All right. We will say, I have nothing more to say. So this is Larry Herb, Xbox Live, Major Nelson saying bye-bye, everybody.
those things I was reading out of this catalog.
Yes.
I have no idea what they mean.
Well, it's audio stuff.
That was complete gibberish.
It's audio stuff. That's a good catalog, though. Somebody dropped that. That's a big tease for me.
I've bought camera stuff from them before,
yeah,
like lenses, that kind of thing. But the high-end video and audio stuff, it's Greek.
It's good stuff.
Yes, I'm sure it is, whatever it does.
I'm looking forward to Tokyo.
I'm
staying in Shinjuku this year.
I'm either going to find a business reason to go to TGS, right, or I may just make it a vacation.
You should
just go to TGS.
You've never been to Tokyo.
I've never been to Tokyo. Okay. No. All right.
Maybe I'll... So Cheapy, I have to email Cheapy D so we can get together.
Yeah, absolutely. He doesn't get this way very often, does he?
He actually was out here at E3, and then I saw him at PAX.
He was at PAX?
Yeah.
I did not see him.
He told me he did some deal where he brought his wife out, and they went on a cruise. So this was like at the beginning of the cruise or something. So
nice.
It's always good to see him. He's a good... Cheap-ass gamers.
See, if I'd known he was cheap-ass here, gamer, I would have invited him to the party. Sorry, Cheapy.
Yeah, next time. Boy,
it's been, it's hard to explain to people who aren't inside it every day, but this time of year, it is so crazy.
It is bananas. Have you been seeing what I've been doing on 12 Seconds TV?
I have.
12seconds.tv. I've been putting little videos up for the past couple weeks. So I've been putting codes out there.
Which I have to admit, that's a riot.
Yeah, a lot of people, it really caught a few people by surprise when I was putting the... putting the codes out like that. They didn't even know what to say.
It's actually got me thinking, and I've been pondering, well, if I was going to do something like this, what the heck would I do with it?
Right.
And I've been knocking some ideas around. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I've been doing things like giving away codes like DJD4J, 3Q, CX4, KB7MV, 8PC82, P967Y. That's for Braid.
Now, for people who are trying that code and it doesn't work, that means someone beat you to it.
Yeah,
sorry.
I actually have an FAQ that I put up. Did you see it?
No.
If you go on the site, you can actually see on majornelson.com on the left-hand side, you'll see a link to Marketplace code FAQ. And that's one of the things that if they punched in that code and they get an error, that means it's been redeemed already. Sorry.
Yep. That's an error we need to make clearer. This code has already been used.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Maybe you can just change it to don't.
There might be copyright issues there.
Well,
I don't think we actually own that sound.
That's a good point. Yeah. Maybe not the sound.
That was fair use there.
That was fair use because it was me doing it.
Yes.
Anyway, all right. Anything else for after show? Because I gotta go. This weather's too nice. I don't even want to be in here recording. Last time we tried to record outside. Do you remember what we did? We're in the car.
Yeah.
And Lith.
Well, and right now my dogs are in the car right outside the window.
It's beautiful out
obviously
there.
They're obviously sleeping. I keep looking outside the window to see how they're doing.
Yeah.
They haven't even poked their heads.
And they have water and they're in shade, so don't even worry, he's staring at them.
And the two-thirds back of my car, the seats are down. They each have their own dog bed in the back. They're doing just fine.
So, all right. We will talk to you. You want to maybe come on the show next time?
I should come on the show next time. Right. That's a great idea.
Good idea.
Thank you for the invitation.
My pleasure. All right. We'll talk to you guys next time.